The reason for prescribing it would be patients suffering from cancer, severe trauma, major broken bones.
So when you prescribe OxyContin to children, do you do it with the same dosages that you would for an adult?
It would be smaller amounts, and that you would have test doses of the medication before you went to prescribing it on an outpatient basis, because it's a long-acting drug. It's good for 12 hours, give or take, you know, 4 or 5 hours. So if you take it every 12 hours, you can, in fact, still have some of the residual drug in the system while redosing it. So you get an additive effect, meaning that you get more medication in the patient than you can intend to.
So were there additional regulations put into place as to how you can prescribe this for children, how they should use it, how you should monitor it, and so on?
They have recommendations for how you would use the drug.
For instance?
Before they can be prescribed the full course of therapy that they can tolerate up to a 20 milligram dose. Some of the others is to make sure that they have a withdrawal plan. How are they going to stop the drug? And how are they going to safeguard the drug against abuse? You can prescribe it before you hit all those check marks, which is the danger with all the opiate class of drugs.
There's a big concern about addiction with OxyContin.
There is a huge concern with addiction. And in fact, painkillers today are the biggest killer in America for people between the ages of 19 and 64.
So given all of that, why then has the FDA said it is okay to prescribe this?
I suspect it's been used for a long time on what we would call an off-label use, meaning that if I have a patient that has condition X and, you know, drug Y can treat that condition but didn't go through the FDA approval process for it, and we sometimes do that in medicines, and I suspect they were trying to get an on-label use for the OxyContin.
Is that the same as saying it was sort of being done under the table or something?
Not necessarily done under the table, but having the studies and knowing that there's some focus on making sure that they get the proper amount and that it's done, because children process medications very differently than adults. And so you have to be cognizant of that when you prescribe things to children.
Where do you stand personally on this?
If we had a way of making it very narrow so only certain physicians could prescribe these medications, that would be one way of handling it. In the emergency department, I see the end result of opiate overdose more times than I would care to, and in particular, prescription. And so I think we need to take pause before we continue down that path of how are we going to prescribe this to our children. In America, we want everything to be pain-free, but I don't think that's a realistic expectation. I think we have to expect some pain with procedures and conditions that we have, understanding that your pain won't be zero, but we need to get it to a tolerable amount of pain. Now, there are those patients out there, those oncology patients that have horrible pain, and for them, the whatever it takes to make them comfortable, those aren't the patients that I'm talking about. So I would say I'm for treating pain. I'm not sure that this has been thought through how it's going to play out at the end of the day.
Dr. Glenn Hardesty, thank you for being with
me. Thank you, Sam. Appreciate it as always.